And now, just for you, YK World!
All right, you are listening to YK World, a podcast about the goop between music, art, and technology, told through the lens of YK Records and the Nashville music scene. I'm your host, Michael Eads. Right off the top, shout out to Mac Burris for our show music. That intro is absolute gold. It gets me every single time, and Mac just makes this whole place sound so much better, and I am very appreciative for it. You can find Mac at Mac Burris on Instagram. More news about Mac coming up later. But first, at the top of the show, I want to tell you I'm flying without a plan here, without a boat, without a paddle. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the correct metaphor is, but we're just coming in hot here. I jotted down a few notes, but generally I will write out a lot of what I want to say here so that I have an easier time editing and that my thoughts are clear and you aren't just listening to some dude sitting in a little studio stumbling through his thoughts. Not this episode. I don't even know if I can call this one a quibby because I don't think it's going to be quick bites. It's going to be a bunch of little stuff. We're going to talk about a lot of things this episode, but I don't know how verbose I'm going to be about them because I definitely have not sorted out exactly what I'm going to say yet. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's all for the better. Flying without a... What is the metaphor here? What do you say you're flying without? Wings? You're not ever going to fly without wings. What a bizarre entrapment I've already got myself into at the top here. All right, so what I want to start with, this episode, I really want to talk about a bunch of new music that's on YK Records. There's been a bunch of stuff that has come out recently. There are several things right on the horizon that I think you are going to love, and I want to talk about all those things. Ostensibly, that is what this podcast is about. It is about YK Records, technology, art, music, etc., etc. And we're going to talk about all that stuff. But what I really want to kick off with is a quick little just soliloquy about AI and the internet. Now, before you just completely tune out, because God, I know that sounds awful to listen to, I want to just pose a question to you. This was posed to me last night over burgers and beers over at Dino's, and I don't know that I have the right answer to it yet, but it is a question worth considering. Is AI doing more bad than good? This was posed to me by Patrick Damphier, artist on YK Records, runs his own label, Odd Man Out, with his partner, MK. Shout out Mary-Kate, shout out Patrick. They pose that question, is AI doing more bad than good? From the perspective of writing demos with AI music, creating slop cannons full of AI art, doing deep fakes with celebrities or just revenge deep fakes. There is a litany, a long list of very bad things that AI is being used for. And I think we're at the very beginning of the AI, you know, onslaught. Like, this technology is only going to get more powerful as it goes. And that's really, really scary. Is it doing more bad than good? Because the list of bad is pretty long, and the stuff it can do bad is pretty bad. My reply at the time was, I don't know. And I asked the same question of the internet in general. Is the internet more bad than good? You can certainly look at the internet and very quickly come up with a list that's pretty bad. A lot of harassment, a lot of just infighting, and just very bad vibes coming off the internet, a lot of it. I would answer that question, is the internet more bad than good, with no. The internet is more good than bad, but social media is probably more bad than good. Now, I know that's old man yells at cloud, and that's okay. That's also kind of a teaser at a band that we're going to talk about later, Old Man Yells at Cloud. If you can connect the dots with that and what we're going to talk about later, your name might be Mac Burris. We'll see. Anyway, is the internet more bad than good? I don't think so. I think the internet is more good than bad for a lot of different reasons. Is AI more good than bad? Jury's still out. I would venture to say it is too soon to tell. But there is going to be a lot of good that comes from this technology, as well as a lot of bad. So I'm starting off this episode with a ranting, rambling, just sort of ridiculous topic to talk about with no concrete answer. But it is an interesting topic to talk about as we're here thinking about the goop between technology and music and art. And if you have thoughts on this, DM me, because as we have discussed many times on this show, I do not know how many people are listening or if anyone is listening. There's maybe nothing more emblematic about just the world of podcasts than a guy talking into a microphone about technology and how confusing it can be, not knowing if anyone is listening. There's a big difference to rambling and raving if you know there's some ears on the other end, but if it's just nothing out there, if I'm just yelling into the forest, whew, that's sad. I texted my wife before I recorded this that I was going to do an episode without a script, and she said, "You can do it. Good luck." We'll see what she says if she ever hears this part of it. Maybe I'm not doing it. All right. Anyway, all of that preamble to get to a little list that I want to share with you all that I think is very important, and I'd love to do this every episode of this show. I probably won't do it every episode, but I'd like to do this. I want to remind you why the internet is good. There are things on the internet that are good and interesting and fun, and they are not necessarily on social media, and they are not necessarily related to YK Records, though some of them are, and I want to share them with you. So I'm going to rattle off a list here, quick bites if you want, about some things that I think you should be aware of. They're going to be linked in the show notes. You can check them out. Just think that they're worth your while, and they will hopefully serve as a reminder that the internet can be more good than bad, or at least it has a lot of good stuff on it. The ratios, maybe the jury's still out. Okay, we'll do a little sound effect here. Number one, we have our chomp. We'll do a little sound effect here. We're going to do our quick bites. I don't know if this is a quick bites episode. I'll decide that at the end. But first bite, a little, here we go. First up, Jessica Brianne, artist on YK Records, released a wonderful album last year. It's right behind me here in the studio. Wonderful looking cover here. The album is called Electric Heart. It has Jessica sitting inside of a tree in this swamp. It's a wonderful album. Beautiful album. If you don't know Jessica, you should know Jessica. A lot of people call her Jessie. I call her Jessica. I recommend you do the same. Anyway, I'll link her album in the show notes, but Jessica started a podcast, and it's called Little Joys. And the concept is very simple. She sits down and talks with people about what brings them joy. That's it. They just have a chat for about 40 minutes to an hour, maybe, and talk about what makes them happy. And a lot of different stuff comes up, and a lot of those things are really delightful, and it's really fun to hear people talk about things that bring them joy. It is a really nice podcast, and I highly suggest you listen to it. You can find it at littlejoys.jessicabrianne.com. It's linked in the show notes. You don't have to remember any URLs, but you should definitely check it out. I recommend you do so. All right, next item. We'll stick with podcasts for now. I want to tell you about a podcast called Hot Minute. This is a show that I am ostensibly a producer for. I say ostensibly because I don't know what it's like to be a professional podcast producer, but I do provide a space for this podcast to be recorded. I edit it. I distribute it. I help with marketing materials. If you squint your eyes just right, that's a producer. So I help produce this podcast called Hot Minute. It has been on hiatus for 5 years, started in 2019. There's a bunch of great episodes, but they just recently came back with a new episode, kind of like a reunion special. Just, you know, the hosts, Jamie Bradley and Ashley Spurgeon, are these two females here in Nashville that the conceit of the podcast is who's hot and why? Which sounds very vapid, and it's kind of absurd the way they talk about things, but anything can be hot. A good pair of headphones can be hot as much as a human being can be hot. And the way they talk about everything is extremely clever and funny and informed, and they're just a real delight to listen to. A lot of it is very pop culture based, so if you don't understand pop culture, it might not be as entertaining to you. But if you appreciate some pop culture figures, it's definitely worth your while. Even if you don't understand pop culture figures, it's probably still worth your while. I've heard from several people that they don't know a damn thing about Celebrity, but they are extremely entertained by the show. So this show, Hot Minute, has a new episode out, and I highly recommend you check it out. It's extremely funny. But more so, I suggest you check out the archive of shows that they've done, because each episode has a unique theme song. And a lot of those theme songs are by YK artists. Tower Defense did the main theme song, which gets stuck in my head all the time. We will listen to it here in just a second. Dave Paulson, Little Bandit, Ryan Briegel from Night Blonde, Polly, J. Leo Phillips from General Trust, Keish Knight, and Tristan all did theme songs. I mean, that's really a great list. But there's even more people that did them. Those are just the YK Records artists. So way more people did. There's one by Tracy Walnut and one by Miss Shelby and Leanne. Those are both really absurd and really funny. I will link you to a playlist of all of these, but man, they are really a delight. Let's just listen to the Tower Defense main theme song. If you are unfamiliar, this is like 20 seconds. Don't be alarmed. This is so quick, but so delightful. Probably the best theme song for a podcast that has ever existed. Is that too grand of a claim? I don't think so. I think it's just right. So let's listen to Tower Defense's Who You Crushin' On, the 32-second theme song. All right, that was the theme song. I love it. It gets stuck in my head all the time. I listen to a lot of these theme songs regularly. Is that weird? I think that might be a little weird, but that's okay. All right, hotminute.com, linked in the show notes. Make sure you get it into your ears. Let's talk about the next thing. Really, really quick, the tiniest of quick bites. Have we talked about General Trust? Have we talked about General Trust being on Twitch? Occasionally, when General Trust has a show coming up, he will rehearse live on Twitch. So you can hear him play the songs. You can see him work through his setup. It's very entertaining. He is very funny. He's extremely talented and an excellent songwriter and arranger and all of these things. He's also extremely funny. I don't even know if we've talked about the latest yet on the show. This is an item for later in the show. We're in the quickest of quick bites section right now. I'm going to tell you to focus on twitch.com/generaltrust with an underscore in between the two words. That's what you want to tune into right now. Not like right now, but you should, if you're a Twitch user, go subscribe to General Trust, because when he does go live, it is not something you want to miss. We will talk about plans too in a little bit, but go ahead and get that subscription into your life. All right, next thing. Completely unrelated to YK Records and the Nashville music scene, but just sort of in the technology realm of enjoyable things on the internet. I recently stumbled across a website that takes your current location, in my case, Nashville, Tennessee, in your case, maybe Valencia, Spain, maybe Los Angeles, California, maybe Austin, Texas, maybe San Paulo, Brazil, whatever, wherever you're listening from, you know, I don't know. It takes your current location, gets the temperature, gets the activity of what's going on there with the weather, and it pulls an image of a Rothko painting that is an appropriate reflection of the weather you are experiencing. I call it the weather Rothko. That's the simplest way for me to explain it. It's a Rothko that reflects the weather where you are, but I think the official name is actually current Rothko. Less catchy, in my opinion. This is a delightful thing on the internet. Do you know what Rothko paintings are? Those big, like, swaths of color? A lot of people find Rothko to be kind of bullshit. Like, the textures are great, but I've seen some Rothkos that are just like a series of white panels. And frankly, I understand that that could be seen as bullshit. But there are a lot of Rothkos that are gorgeous. They might be simple, but they are gorgeous. So, if you are a fan of Rothko paintings and you are curious which one would be appropriate for the weather you are experiencing, get yourself aimed over at the weather Rothko. I will link it in the show notes. See, it doesn't have to be something outrageous. It could just be something fun. It's something fun. All right, moving on. All right, I don't know if these are really quick bites, but there are a bunch of YKA releases coming up. In fact, if all goes as planned, this podcast that you are listening to right now comes out on June 5th, 2026, the same day as two brand new Tower Defense songs. All right, brand new is maybe not the exact right way to say it, because last summer, I think, we released a video for this song called Fit for Purpose. It's an excellent Tower Defense song, but we only released it on YouTube. The band had a show coming up. It was like, hey, let's promote the show with this new song that we've got recorded. And they shot a video for it. They did all the editing and all the post-production work, and we put the video up on YouTube and never put it anywhere else. Not even on Bandcamp, just on YouTube. It was a fun way to promote the new song, but never made it outside of that. So now, guess what? The band has a show coming up on June 6th in celebration of Fit for Purpose being released officially. So right now, you can go on your favorite streaming platform or Ampwall or Bandcamp or any of these download sites where you can support the band and you can purchase the song, which is great. You should do that. You should absolutely purchase the song. But more so, you should just listen to the song. It's awesome. I'm a big fan of it. The story behind it is also excellent. The band has really come into like a very inspired era right now. They've written a bunch of new songs, and there's going to be a regular cadence of new Tower Defense coming down the pipe. I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. But both the songs that came out today, Fit for Purpose and then the B-side, Artless Hands, are both excellent. Fit for Purpose, as you may know, because you maybe heard it when the video came out, is kind of inspired by the fact that there are just parking lots everywhere. And these urban heat islands, which is like a real phenomena, are just such a waste. They're like environmentally unfriendly. They are economically just huge wastes of space. Like, what better thing could we have than a parking lot? So many things. So the song is about that. I think it's also the first Tower Defense song that has a curse word in it. So we had to make a censored version of this song. So I really want to play a little bit of this song for you, and I'm going to. So here is a snippet of Fit for Purpose, and then I'll talk to you a little bit more on the other side. That was a little taste of Fit for Purpose from Tower Defense. I really love a lot of what's happening there. Obviously, the double bass style that they have is so unique to them. Always a fan. The harmonies incredible every time. And I really feel like the lyrics should be paid attention to. Don't overlook the Tower Defense lyrics. They're always very poignant and insightful about the city around them. Maybe not always. Sometimes they write songs about cassette tapes being dumped overboard into the ocean, which that is a real subject matter that they have in a very excellent song from them. But this song in particular is about Nashville and about just, it's a kind of politically charged song in a way. If you think about just corporations kind of doing things that aren't great for the environment around you, like, I don't know, mowing down a bunch of trees to put up a parking lot that literally no one uses because they charge $35 to park there for 4 hours. But there are some lyrics in here that say, "Behold the sun's unblinking eye, particles cascading from the sky, provide the power that we need to cook this town." Oh, that's good. That's really good. I'm very excited for Tower Defense to be entering into a new era of releasing things. Artless Hands should not be overlooked either. That name, Artless Hands, is actually inspired by a Chris Crofton quote. Chris Crofton, also on YK Records, which is blowing my mind that there's this crossover here, but that comes from an article that he wrote for the Nashville Scene talking about streaming services and just the, I don't know, Chris is a great writer. I will link the article in the show notes that inspired the lyrics. But go check out Artless Hands. Maybe we'll play it on a future episode as well. But yeah, just right now, you can go listen to it whenever you want. Now, next thing. All right, we want to talk about something that's coming up soon. June 12th, depending on when you listen to this. It could be that you're listening to this on June 13th, and then it's not coming soon. It's already happened. So all things being relative, soon, June 12th, 2026, I'm telling you here, I'm going to spill the beans here first. This has not been announced anywhere. No one knows about this except for the people involved, and now you. We will be releasing a new EP, a split EP between the bands Talking With Hands and Telephone. This EP is called The Shit. That's right. It's called The Shit. Why is it called The Shit? Well, Talking With Hands has a song called Hot Shit, and they sent it to me like a year ago in demo form. It was great, and I'm a fan of it, and you will get to hear it on June 12th and agree that it is a fantastic song. And then I was talking to Telephone about additional music that they might want to release, and I told them about this Talking With Hands song, and they thought, you know what? I could write a song with shit in it. And they wrote Bullshit. They wrote a song called Bullshit. I'm spinning a yarn here. I'm not exactly sure on why Telephone was inspired to write Bullshit. I think that there is a real person involved in inspiring the song Bullshit, and I don't think it was Talking With Hands. But we now have two songs from two artists on YK Records that involve the word shit. So what should we do? We should release them together. A shit split is what we should do, and that is what we've done. Coming out June 12th, 2026, The Shit is a split EP between Talking With Hands and Telephone. Talking With Hands has Hot Shit plus a B-side called Tell Me Your Sins, and Telephone is releasing Bullshit with the B-side ESP. Not in that order. I don't really think of them. You know, when you say B-side, it comes with a certain connotation. But when you actually look at those old singles that were released back in the day, it would say B/W. Do you know what that means? It means backed with. So B-side is the literal B-side of the record. But you might want to say backed with instead. It's not as interesting. But ESP and Bullshit are the two Telephone songs. And I would like to play a snippet of ESP for you now. Wound up like a mixtape, no one else around.
Try to make it.
All right, that was a snippet of ESP from the new split single from Talking With Hands and Telephone called The Shit, coming out June 12th, 2026. That should have a video out on the Monday before June 12th, if we get everything together as planned. So that, what day is that? I'm pulling up my calendar. That is the 8th. So June 8th, there should be a video for ESP. I've seen it. It's great. It's a very fun video, actually. So, yeah, look forward to that and look forward to the Shit EP. We will play more from that in the future. We will be promoting more of that. There's videos, I think, for every song on the 4-song split, which is fun. That's so fun. Is it a little weird that we called it the Shit? No, it's not a little weird. It's fantastic. And I think you'll love the album art, and I think you'll love the t-shirt that goes with it. It's awesome. I'm really excited to be doing a split. We did a Sugar Skulls and Coupler collaborative EP earlier. Loved that. I'm very much into this idea of a little cross-pollination between YK artists. It feels very good. Of course, you can find that linked in the show notes where you can get all the information that you want about The Shit. The songs are quite literally The Shit. They aren't shit. They are The Shit. All right. Next thing. Okay, I mentioned this a little bit earlier about General Trust, that you should be following General Trust on Twitch. That stands. I also want to make sure that I have pointed out that General Trust has a new EP out that is called Plans 2. If you know the body of work from J. Leo Phillips, the real name of General Trust, that title, Plans 2, might mean something to you. But you kind of have to know his whole body of work for that to maybe mean something to you. If not, it's just sort of an interesting, intriguing title, which I think does stand on its own. But this song, Plans 2, is the headlining track on the EP. There's another song called X's for Eyes. It's backed with X's for Eyes, which I also enjoy. And then there's two remixes to round out the EP. The third track is a slowed and reverbed version of the title track. And then there is a drum and bass remix of a previously released song called Stripes. The whole thing is such a good listen. I am just loving everything that General Trust is doing. He calls it neo-noir dusk wave, which I think is a clever micro-genre to self-identify with, but I also think it's pretty accurate and pretty apt. A lot of people are supporting this on Bandcamp. I really appreciate it. It is really very good. Let's listen to a little bit of Plans 2 so that you can get a feeling for the kind of music that is neo-noir dusk wave. Of Plans 2 from General Trust. I gotta tell you, without hearing the whole song's 5 minutes, you really need to hear the whole song because it builds and builds and builds and does eventually just unfurl. And it's that sort of building in anticipation that really makes the song so fantastic and builds such a great, it paints such a fantastic picture. That's what you want to get yourself into. So make sure you click through in the show notes to hear Plans 2 in full. I also want to play you just like a tiny little bit of this Stripes song with the drum and bass remix, because Jay has talked to me for a while about wanting to do a drum and bass remix of one of his songs. And I think this works so effectively. I just want to share like a half a minute of this song and the drum and bass, the drum and bass. You have to see it spelled out to really get it. The drum and bass remix of this is so good. I'm actually going to jump into this song a little bit. Like, it is a slow burn at the beginning, but because we're on a podcast and I'm making a little bit of commentary about how much I love the remix part of this, I want to get you right into the remix part of it. But again, I implore you, go listen to the whole thing. It really, these songs require immersion to really appreciate. So go immerse yourself. Ooh, will that be the title? Immerse yourself. All right, here we go with Stripes drum and bass remix excerpt. Just all you get for now. I love it. It's another 5-minute song. All of these songs are about 5 minutes. X's for Eyes is the shortest on this release, and that's at 4:30. So you're getting 20 minutes of General Trust with this EP. That's a deal. That is a great deal. Go check it out. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to Bleary. They have released their debut full-length record called Little Brain. It is available everywhere now. We made a very short run of vinyl records. We made 100 copies to start, and we are so close to being sold out. If you like what you have heard from Bleary and you like to own things on vinyl, you really should order a copy. We have about 10 copies left. That's not a lot. So by the time you hear this, there may be even less, or it may be gone altogether. So act fast. And I do say that because I want to sell them and I want you to be motivated to buy them. But also, there are literally very few of them remaining. So I'm telling you as just a nice precaution that if you are just waiting around to maybe get it later, they might not exist later. Now, we might do a second pressing, but don't you want the first pressing? Isn't that cooler? Right? Anyway, the band has released this album. It took them a very long time to get it together, mostly because of the pandemic and then having to build a home studio and flesh all these songs out and just do an insane amount of layering. I'm going to have them on this show to talk about the record, among many other things. They are so delightful. I like them so much as people, and their music is sublime. Absolutely sublime. I am so flattered to be a part of this release process. The record is just divine to me. I mean, it's kind of shoegazy, but also like very harmony laden and catchy as hell and just the right amount of riffs. It's got all the right influences. I mean, someone called it Slow Dive meets Nirvana, which I thought was an incredible quote to have about an album, and I'm very thankful to have that press. But another person said that it sounded like classic era Smashing Pumpkins, or at least inspired by or would fit right in with. I don't remember the verbatim quote, but it was basically nodding that like this music could exist alongside the best of the Smashing Pumpkins era. And I think that that is among the most flattering things to hear about the record. And I agree. I mean, I'm extremely biased, but I totally agree. So to celebrate the release of this record, the band played at the Blue Room. If you are unfamiliar with what the Blue Room is, that is the venue here in Nashville, Tennessee, that is owned by Jack White and Third Man Records. It is adjacent to the Third Man Records shop. It's a really cool space. It used to be a photography studio, so there's a huge psych wall. If you don't know what a psych wall is, you know when like you see photo shoots and the wall just kind of curves up? And it's a big white wall curving up into infinity. That's a psych wall. And you do that so that you can shoot pictures and there's no edges, there's no corners. You've just got a nice smooth surface for everything. They didn't change that when they turned it into a venue. So there's just a huge curving wall around this entire space with an awesome stage, really fun, like disco ball and lights. And they can record shows direct to acetate in there. That's sort of like their big selling point when they first opened. But I don't think they really do that much anymore. They just have really good shows. And the booking agent is great and brings in a ton of really good artists. And it's a great place to see a show. It sounds great. It looks great. Everything about it is very nice, except the parking. And that's not their fault, but man, the parking is bad. Getting back to Tower Defense. Anyway, the show was fantastic. All three bands that played were incredible. So I realized as I was at the show that I really wanted to talk about how great the night was here on the show. And I wanted to use it as an opportunity to sort of bridge the gap into something that I say at the top of the show. When I start the show, I always say that this is a podcast about the goop between music, art, and technology, told through the lens of YK Records and the Nashville music scene. But if we're being honest, I haven't really talked about the Nashville music scene all that much. I talk about YK Records, I talk about technology, I talk about art, I talk about goop, but I don't really talk about the Nashville music scene. And I think this is a great opportunity to start doing that. So the show, which Bleary headlined and was awesome, and we'll hear some Bleary here in a second. The show was opened by a band called Swimming Sisters. Now, Swimming Sisters is the brainchild of one Hal Kolodny. I'm sure I'm butchering his last name, and for that, I apologize, Hal. But Hal is unbelievably talented. Watching him play these songs with a full band was just, it was so good. It lived up to everything that I hoped it would. There are two EPs out from Swimming Sisters, both called Latest Hits. Latest Hits, Volume 1 and Volume 2. I'm going to play you a snippet of... I think I'm just going to play a full song because this song is 56 seconds long. So here is Wanna Be Right, the first song from the first Swimming Sisters EP. I love it. Does it cost so much to be your friend? I'm talking with the medicine. We're talking to you, it's like talking to me. Everyone wanna talk to me. That's my father, that's me, son. What you mean, and what you say. Okay, so that was Swimming Sisters. Hopefully you, like myself, really enjoyed that. From an editorial standpoint, I can hear so many influences in there that were influences to me as well. I don't know what the age difference is between myself and Hal, but I imagine there is a gap. And it's so fascinating to hear these younger generations that are inspired by many of the same things that I was inspired by. And I think a lot of these bands from the 80s and early 90s, you know, you tend to think of grunge and harder music from the 90s, but there is a lot of really good pop happening in that realm too. I don't want to pigeonhole Swimming Sisters into just a specific kind of pop rock music that's happening there. There are several bands that come to mind that I am resisting the urge to mention because I just don't want to fill that hole in. But if you know if you heard that, maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can hear that influence, and it is delightful. Hearing the influence of another band, much like I think Bleary sounds like Smashing Pumpkins to some degree, doesn't mean that I think Bleary is ripping off Smashing Pumpkins. I just think that they grew up listening to Siamese Dream, and then when they started to play guitar and started to write songs, those influences seeped in. I think the same of Swimming Sisters with several other artists that I don't hear enough bands influenced by, and it's just a real treat. So if you don't know Swimming Sisters, get yourself over to the link in the show notes to check out Latest Hits Volume 1, Volume 2, and keep your eyes peeled for more live shows, because live, it was so good. It was incredibly good, and you should see it. Okay, the next band that played was called Oscar Lindsay, and I was extremely ignorant about Oscar Lindsay going in. I'd listened to Swimming Sisters many times before the set started. I was extremely familiar with all of the songs that were available, so it was a treat. But Oscar Lindsay, I knew literally nothing and was delightfully surprised by what I heard. Similar in the way that I could hear what I think were the influences of this band, but very different bands influencing here. To get familiar, let's play the track Forever Such a Long Time from the latest release from Oscar Lindsay called Glitter. This is not at the show. Oscar Lindsay said, I've got a new album coming out soon. And then here's some details. So I'm not going to share any of that, but there is new music on the horizon. The latest is an album called Glitter. It was released in June of 2025. Let's listen to a snippet of Forever Such a Long Time from that to give you a little idea of what's out there. Was a little snippet of Forever Such a Long Time from Oscar Lindsay off of Glitter. Interestingly enough, the show was much more electric guitar and big crunchy sounds than what you just heard, which I think is quite nice, actually, to be able to have your studio version be a little more nuanced and layered and a little more delicate, and then live you make it a little more raucous. I don't know anything about Oscar Lindsay except I enjoyed that show quite a bit, and I think this album is definitely worth your time and spending a few moments with it. So that's linked in the show notes as well. Check out Oscar Lindsay. So Swimming Sisters plays, Oscar Lindsay plays, then Bleary takes the stage, and I think they've absolutely crushed it. Clearly I'm biased, but they absolutely crushed it. So let's just hear a bit of Bleary, because you gotta get Bleary into your life. They're so good. This is the title track from Bleary's debut full-length album, Little Brain. Maybe my favorite track from the record. It's so hard to say that because I honestly, truly love them all. But here's a little bit of Little Brain from Little Brain.
Light comes in, the windows dim, mornings feel the same. My little brain for something I can change, I can change. Fill a cup to fuck me up, I don't know how I'll sleep this off. All that I wanted turned out alright, and I can change, I can change, I can change. We'll be right back.
when that guitar kicks in there, man, you gotta love that. That was Little Brain off of the album Little Brain by Bleary. Such a fan. Well, folks, I think that's it for this rambling episode. I don't know how much of this I'm going to cut down, if any. If you listen to this and you think, did he cut anything? Then I probably didn't. Thank you all so much for listening. Go check out the new Tower Defense. Check out the new General Trust. Keep your ears peeled for the new Talking With Hands telephone shit split. Check out the Bleary. Check out Hot Minute. Check out Little Joy. Check out Rothko Weather. All the stuff that we talked about. Go check it out. I'm really very thankful for you tuning in and listening and letting me ramble at you. It's much appreciated. Also appreciate Mac Burris for the music, the theme song, all the stuff. Such a treat. Great guy to know. Make sure you know him. At Mac Burris on Instagram. All the stuff's in the show notes. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. I'll talk at you soon.
Bye.